Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Tuesday, July 28th. Glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, you can text the Middleton Heat and Air text line at 661-1037. We'll hit some of those. I see where Navi sent us a text over from Oaklawn. Good morning, Navi. How are you? Said that Tim said they're actually saltwater crocs in Florida. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there don't, there are. There's some down, some down there.
Are they in the Keys?
It would be a rare sighting, but I wouldn't doubt it. You know, sometimes the gators will get out of freshwater body of freshwater and get into the saltwater too. It's not a norm, but sometimes it happens.
Oh my god!
I didn't. So they can both survive and
yeah. The saltwater croc's more normal, but I know that there have been gators that show up down in the Gulf that are fresh. It's a rarity, but it does happen. Mm. Yeah, that's a nightmare for me. Mm. Bad enough you got sharks and you got a gator showing up. Exactly. Ron Humphrey joins us now. Speaking of from Middleton Heat.
Hey,
now, what
Ron.
Were you saying, Justin? It's like what?
Good morning.
No, I was just going to talk about that Disney World accident that was just.
Oh, I know that's a horrible deal of a few years back.
Terrible! I can't even imagine.
It's horrible.
We've been
horrible.
Right there on that little beach.
Oh, I know exactly where it's at.
Just
right from the Floridian. Ron, yep. We were talking about. We know you guys are busy at Middleton. My gosh,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time of year where you guys are just 24/7 on call. I would imagine.
You're exactly
I mean,
right.
Around the clock. Sure, you're backed up. I'm sure you got a ton of people, though, a ton of folks that are taking care of the calls. But I'm sure you're even challenged to try to keep up with it.
Very much so. But that's what we're here for. We're excited, love this time of year, and again, it's day and night right now, 7 days a week.
I would think the most important thing you tell customers too is make sure you've checked your filter. You know, because your units have been running pretty consistently for the last month or two, and that's something that can get you if you're not careful, right?
It will eat you alive. I actually was out on a few houses yesterday with my guys, and I had one, the filter was, it was sucking it, trying to suck it up through the return.
Yeah.
It's so stopped up, and we see this kind of stuff all the time. These things, I preach about it all the time. They work off of airflow. It's all about airflow, inside and out. And you'd be amazed, those outside units, the heat you feel coming out of them is actually the heat the refrigerator's picking up out of the coil, taking it outside from your house. Well, it gets really, really hot when that unit gets stopped up outside. It's working itself to death, and it kills it, and it costs you your comfortability and your hard-earned money.
Well, I know this is what drives me crazy. I don't know about you, Roger and Justin, but if I can, when I walk into my house and I hear I mean, it never stops. I hear the units on. It's like, come on now. You need to kick off everyone. I never hear it kick off.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've got a problem with mine. It never kicks off.
Well, the one thing that I remember, and Ron made this happen with Middleton many years ago. This was before I'd heard anything about Nest, before any of these things, the thermostats, the apps, any of that. Ron says, we're going to come to your house. We're going to make sure when we check everything out, yada, yada, yada. We need to check the thermostats, do all these things, and we'll see. So he recommends the Nest. He does all that. And with the app. And I go, well, I don't think I need that. He goes, once you have it, you'll never not want it. You wonder how you didn't do it.
Right.
Having the app for your thermostat 100%. And all that is one of the most amazing things. Ron's the one that told me about
it. I still don't have it.
Introduce those
to me. I still have it.
Dude.
I should. It's stupid.
100%. I mean, and we're getting ready to go on vacation. So it's one of those things where you can turn it off, make sure, keep it lower, turn it up, do whatever. I don't know which is best to just set the temperature up higher if you're leaving and leave it there and leave it on so it does whatever, or to completely turn it off. But you know the minute you land, you can turn that rascal on and kick it down and have it ready to go when you get home and you walk in there and go, wow.
Well, all I know is this. We've gotten the edict from downstairs that do not touch the thermostat. None of you. So somebody turned it down a little too low. Because I guess if you turn it down too low, Ron, that messes things up, right?
It's not going to get any colder. It's not.
It's just not.
It's
going to
do all it can do.
Yeah. It's going to do everything it can do.
We haven't seen you in a while. Great to see you. I know it's probably since we've seen you, and we probably saw you, I guess. We lost Mark Middleton, and then the Godfather, Chuck Middleton, who you always used to see the commercials. Yes, and how long ago did we lose him? That was Chuck Middleton.
I want to say about a year, a little over a year.
Yeah. But you still have Middletons involved.
Yes, sir.
The family's still involved.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you're in charge of the residential program, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know which it would be a crazier time right now, the commercial side or the residential side. Is it equally as nutty?
Oh, it's equally right now. I mean, all the systems are running. When you have triple digits like this, they're running nonstop. So back to yours, it's going to run. I have, and it depends on what type of system you have. If you have a variable speed outdoor system, they're going to run a lot. I mean, you're going to think that thing never stops, okay? But it's very, very, very efficient.
Yeah. The one thing you got to be careful of, you tell me how important this is when you've got kids or grandkids or whatever, and they see that big unit out in the back in your backyard and all that going on. They like to see and go over there and like drop stuff down that. Just to drop stuff down that all the time. I mean, how do you prevent that without putting a picket fence around it? And does it really damage it?
Oh, yeah.
What's the most damage that can happen?
Okay, so years ago when I was out selling, I went to a house and they had a brand new unit. And they said when they called in, they had a brand new unit, but they needed to replace it. So I pull up in the driveway. As soon as I pulled up, I seen it was on the driveway side. The kids decided to write their name in the coil.
Oh.
Well, Dad was coming home, and so they were going to cover it up. So they flattened all the coils.
They flattened it.
It burned it up.
Oh, no.
That's why you need to get on a maintenance program. And we see things like this, and we can tell the customers.
Word.
So we've got somebody on the line for a question, and we've got a question here. Let's go on the Middleton Heat and Air text line. Ask him about the need or not need of having all your doors open in your house to help your air function better, please.
Open them.
If you have one
central located return or two, but they're, you know, we see a lot of houses where they've just got one return. There are some older homes out there that have multiple returns in different bedrooms.
And for those who don't know what a return is, you talk about an event.
The return grill where you put the grill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Most houses have one or two.
Most houses have one per system. If it's a 5-ton, they may have two. But, you know, again, it just depends.
Yeah, I've got Roger. Do you have one or two? I have to have two.
I don't know.
Justin has eight.
Can you explain what
a return is?
I've got two.
Justin has no idea.
We're talking about where you put the filter.
I got two. Oh, okay. I got two. Yeah, I got two filters.
And they are.
I have no idea.
I have a 12-foot ladder to have to get those. I got to get up there to get those. That's scary enough for me to get up.
Your return is 10 feet up in the air.
Well, it's on the ceiling. Yeah, it's
in the ceiling. Mine in my old house on the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Is that norm or is that an old school thing?
There are a lot of newer homes that have them in a ceiling.
Why do they do that? What's the value of ceiling versus easier for them to when you install it?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just generally when they build those newer houses, they try to take up every inch of space for closet. There's never enough closet.
Boy,
space,
but that
right?
makes it harder. As Roger just said, you got to get out a darn ladder every time to change the.
It does. It does, especially as we get older, us, right?
Brian, what's your question for Ron?
Well, I've seen on the internet and on Facebook that people put covers like shade over their outside units. Does that actually help or hurt?
It'll help a little bit, but you got to make sure that you have the proper clearance up above it and around it. You need, again, it's all about airflow, what we mentioned a few minutes ago. Again, I've been to a lot of houses where they're underneath decks and literally 12 inches off the bottom of the deck. It's recirculating the heat, and it'll wear it out, and it'll cost you your hard-earned money to run it. It really will.
There you go, Brian. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. So I have one that came up. This is another one from the 501. I have one that looks like it came off the Titanic and has two permanent air filters that I had to clean. Hate it. I'm not sure. It looks like it came off the Titanic.
It's a real old unit, I guess.
Yeah. How long will units usually last? 8 to 10 years? Is that the norm?
They say 15 to 20, but I'm going to tell you, we see tons of them between 10 and 15 years. But a bunch of them we change between 10 and 12. Remember heat pumps too; they run year round.
Okay. I think in my old house, I was still using Freon and holding out as long as I could that there was no leak. And now, is it R2-D2? What is it now that...
454.
454. I
mean, but, you know, there's a lot of 410A stuff out there. Still a little bit of 22.
Okay.
Especially on the commercial side.
But once that's... If there's a leak and that's gone, that's it. That's over.
How's your 22, Roger?
There's no conversion or anything like that?
22 is liquid gold. If you're at 20, if you have R22, now's the time to get rid of it.
Sell it?
Get rid of it.
Sell it, yeah.
Hey, Roger, you got some R22?
I got some R2D.
I've always been partial to 410A.
Me too.
My father-in-law, Pat, the one that passed by his own hand many years ago, he read this. I have a brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law, Billy Ray Skipper, who told me about this crazy thing about 5 years before it happened, where people were going to start being able to buy their groceries with their credit cards. And I went, ha, 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 ha. You know what? I wish I'd have invested in that one. And my father-in-law at that time as well, he was talking about, because he was up on all the new innovations and all that, was talking about they're getting that once that Freon's gone, they're getting get rid of it. He loaded up on that stuff at one point.
R22?
Yes, he loaded up on that thing at one time. I mean, eventually he gradually got rid of it before he died. But yeah, he loaded up on that. I have no idea. I wouldn't know how to read that magazine. Why am I getting that magazine where I'm reading that stuff, Ron?
He was obviously in the know, right?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Liquid gold.
That stuff. Well, you know, it's funny. Roger was looking for a clip that he could not find. We used to play it years ago, many years. Yep. It was Tommy. We were sitting there doing the show and we got a call about. It was when, who's the guy that was
doing? Doug Rye.
Doug Rye was doing his Saturday show. And of course, Doug's basic, if you listen to the show, just don't have any windows in your house if you want to say. I mean, basically, put three windows in your house. Now, we really believe in that.
He literally said that?
Well, it basically was, if you want to, don't put a lot of windows in your house if you want to have a low energy cost. Right. And make sure they're not facing east and west. And I mean, it was more than that, but that was basically one of the premises. Anyway, Justin, we're doing the show. Our show, and somebody calls in by mistake, thinks they're calling Doug Rye.
I can't find it.
And Tommy starts taking him on a little trip. It's only about 30 seconds, but what do you call it?
Fenora. He got a Fenora.
What was it?
Stradivarius ignoramus. I don't know.
He goes, what are you doing? You just want to burn your money? I mean, Tommy was absolutely, it was one of the greatest all-time clips of Tommy. But that was a big show back on Saturdays. That was a staple.
Listen, as a whole, it was fantastic to listen to him and talk about that geothermal.
You got to buy a geothermal. You got to buy, and then you have two windows. You put two windows in your house.
He was a good dude, but I mean,
he's gone. Right?
When you hear those stuff,
yes, he was
nationwide. The guy was nationwide.
We were getting shows
right here.
We were getting calls nationally. That's right.
And people, because that's the guy they called was from somewhere else. But, I mean, when you hear that stuff, it's almost like you don't worry about the hole in your roof on a day like today, you know, because you don't think anything about it. And you don't think about a lot of the stuff that somebody's telling you about until that issue happens. But those shows would prepare you for different things. You'd learn about some of the home remedies.
Exactly.
Is what it was that you could take care of yourself.
Get too many windows.
Without having to call somebody to do it, you know. But I am so far removed now from doing things myself, Ron, that it's just, I end up doubling the cost of what it would be if I just left somebody else to do it, you know.
I'm the same way.
Here's one from Randall. I recently had our 30-year-old AC unit changed out with a new one. The new one doesn't cool the house down as good as the old unit did. You see that sometimes. Sometimes these are your really good units over the years. If you buy a nice one on the front end, a reputable one on the front end, they last a lot longer than some people think. But 30 years, I've never heard of that before.
Oh,
I also, when I change my filters, I think I'm such a smart guy. I'm a responsible homeowner because
it's a big deal. I was changing your filters out,
and I write the date on the filter when I put it in there. That's what I'm telling you.
Look
at
you.
No, that's what I go. So yeah, that's cool. Right. I'm a man. I'm putting the date on there, and then when I go up here and change, you go, damn, this has been up here a year and a half.
Yeah,
well, it should be 3 months.
Speaking of Savage goes, how often do you need to change the filter every month?
Check it once a month. Yeah. You may get it in a routine where you're changing it every 2 or 3 mm-hmm. months, but check it once a month. Yeah. You can't go wrong. It is
okay. Same thing. Do nicer. I get these are all questions. These are all questions on the Middleton Eaton Air text line. Do nicer, more expensive air filters matter? Because
yeah,
well,
you bet.
There are nicer.
Why, Ron? Why?
He's got the metal like frame.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, can you? You know, if I don't buy 3M, can I get Humphreys? Well,
right. You have electronic air cleaners, right? We have some really high tech air cleaners. Trane makes a good one.
Sure.
Lennox got some. Carrier's got them. They've all got all the major brands.
Sure.
But we sell a lot of the Trane clean effects.
That's your product.
It's
been around. It's been in Arkansas too.
Regular pleated filters. Again, they're rated by MERV, and you know you get the higher you go in MERV, the better the filters. But you got to be careful and make sure. Here again, I talked about this last week. Over 80% of the systems that are installed today are installed incorrectly. The ductwork's wrong. The returns are wrong.
You guys had to come out in my old house and do the ductwork.
It's the MERV, man.
Well, everybody knows it. Well, listen, you got to throw the MERV in there. You got to throw the MERV. But the other part of it is that where it goes this side up. Damn it! Can't you just make a filter that I can just put it in there and have to worry about did I put it in the right way? Does that arrow mean it goes up or does that arrow mean it goes down?
I know. I agree with that on the filter. Dadgummit.
It's sucking it in, right?
It's sucking it in. So the arrow needs to face in. Is that what you're telling me?
Look at that filter. Usually when they have the arrows on them, there is some support on the back side.
Correct.
So that way it's put on there to keep it from trying to
sucking
suck it
in.
Okay. It happens, believe me. Right.
Someone says here, my last unit made it 50 years. It was a Lennox product. Is that right? With 50 years? Is that right?
It could. I've seen some really, really old Lennox and York units.
Ron, what is the number for folks who want to reach out to you guys?
1-800-404-0371.
And they can find you online as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so if somebody calls in and right now you guys are super busy, it's gonna like you know can you get a quick response or usually take 48 hours to get somebody out?
Oh no, right now they're all over it. I mean they got guys running day and night and ladies
24/7.
We're going 24/7 right now.
But one thing everybody on it needs to know and that is get on a maintenance contract. You've got to get on that maintenance schedule.
Yes,
best money spent. Yes, sir.
I love
you. It's twice a year. You get that done. You know the filters are changed at that time. They're coming. They're checking anything. It could be a lifesaver that they find a leak or something that can be patched up.
Your capacitors. Again, capacitors.
Yes,
contactors.
The capacitors.
Yeah. We change.
How could you forget the flux capacitor?
The flux capacitor. That's it.
No, he's right. I mean, again, it is so, so important and all that. So if somebody wants to do that, if they've not done it, I mean, it's so important to get it done. To get on that maintenance contract. So
give
the folks here. Now, I know if you're dealing with Ron, you're dealing with good people.
Justin's like, are you here? Let me sign this. Thank you. Goodbye. Justin, once you're in, do whatever you need. And you're out. Boom. We're all good. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me if I need to do anything. Just make it where it works.
And he's on
it's too bad it don't work with you guys.
great to see you, Ron. Yeah,
great to see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for sponsoring our Middleton Heat Air text line.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's a smart move. You get a lot of mentions every day on the Middleton Heat Air text line.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, well, good to see you again. Tell Larry we said hello and family, everybody else over there.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, 9:23. Don't go away.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Basketball Conference schedule was released yesterday. Conference play will open up with Missouri on January 2nd. Their first road game will be at South Carolina on either the 5th or the 6th. Going through the presumed marquee matchups, Alabama will come to Fayetteville on January 9th, and they'll make the return trip to Tuscaloosa on February 13th. Arkansas will go to Tennessee on January 16th. Their only matchup against Texas will be on the road on January 23rd. Their lone matchup against Kentucky will be on the road on February 20th. They get Florida at home on February 27th, and they close SEC play against Oklahoma on March 6th. And in minor league baseball, the Arkansas Travelers will face the Midland Rockhounds tonight at 6:30. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high of 104. 4 and heat index values 110 or higher. So still another extremely hot and dangerously hot day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 80. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's a Low T Center 250 for 250 offer celebrating freedom. Visit fixmylowt.com and book your free T-test today.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
How do you feel about the air inside your home? Is it as clean as you think it is? Air ducts can collect dust, pollen, pet dander, allergens that all circulate throughout your home. Yuck! You trusted Rainbow Restoration to restore homes after water, fire, and mold damage. Now let them improve the air your family breathes with professional air duct cleaning. RainbowRestores.com. Mention you heard this and save $100 when you call. That's RainbowRestores.com. Restoring homes and helping families breathe easier.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. And reserve your spring project today.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it's 9:25. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Glad to have everybody together. A couple of thousand looking at our Middleton Air text line. The actual thing, I think Roger got close to having everything right. The lithium crystal Fenork. He had the Fenork. The Fenork. Oh, my gosh. It was so darn cool. Yeah. We're going to find that clip. We're going to find it, Roger. We're going to bring it back.
I got to hear that.
We're going to find that boy. We're going to bring him back.
It was one of his...
Well, it's probably here, but there's a lot of things that are just not labeled anymore.
That's okay.
Speaking of the text line, yeah. I just want to say you've shared a couple of really kind messages with me. I just want to say thank you for those folks, the kind words.
Yeah, you bet.
The uplifting messages, all that good stuff.
But you bet. Yeah,
I need to. I appreciate it.
I can forward you more than what we get. You know, that's just a little bit. But yeah, it's always nice for folks to give some input like that and to remind you why we want you on here. That's exactly right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Roger and I will be headed out of town tomorrow, so we're going to leave it in the hands of Justin and Christian. And I think, Christian, I know you got some guests coming in. And Friday, you guys are going to be at Fletcher, and I know that.
Don't just forget my number, or
no? You're in there, buddy. You're in there. You're part of it. So, oh, no. You have concerts you got to do. You would go. You'd be with. You know, if we go with Hatcher, you'd be going with us. You know, last year, you know, Roger couldn't go either, and Jessica and I were able to go, and it was up at Kevin Costner's place in Aspen, which was absolutely...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure, the Hatchers probably don't appreciate us talking about this publicly, but they're so kind. And
you're the one doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And they have a tradition to have a group of people that they spend time with.
Musketeer.
And so, yeah, they're spending time with them. And so,
we're blessed.
Yeah,
I'm joking, obviously. Yeah. They're great. I'm just making silly joke.
661-1037, as we mentioned, we've got basketball coming up here in the next few days. And I think Dave Van Horn, Christian, did you say he's having a presser today at 11?
Yeah, he's speaking at 11.
Yeah, I think Justin, just about everything.
And also his pastor.
Because he hadn't had really a press conference since. Has he had a formal press conference since the season's got over and he's done
that's
all
a
the.
Good question. I don't know.
You know, Justin, back to the point.
I don't think he does. Yeah. I think he waits and does it, like, kind of recaps. About now,
yeah.
When he's talking about the new, I think I could be wrong.
So to the point you were making earlier, Justin, I think it's an interesting deal, and I don't know if he would mention publicly. Yeah, he's got more money. It looks like it's obvious they've got more money, and of course, you know, it's the rumors out there.
About when Rick was on?
Yeah, just talking about the Van Horn you mentioned. And
I might have misspoke. It may not be millions, but I know it's a lot.
He's got more than he had last year. It's evident he's spending more money.
I want to say they had on for the – I don't even want to say, but it was substantially more, whatever that was. And when I said millions, it may not I may be wrong on that, but I could have swore it was something like that.
Well, and the thing about it is that I wonder – because it's, you know, I think that his relationship with Hunter, I've heard through the grapevine that it's been strained over the last year or two. And so, but obviously this is a positive. I don't know if he's going out and he's raising the money. He's raising the money himself.
We got to keep him happy and keep him, period. And here's the other thing. Like, how often do you get in a position to where you get, in any sport, really, but where you go, all right, we have everything in place. If we're going to get behind something and try to get a ring, why not throw everything into that right now?
Yeah.
You know, at least get him one before, because we know we're on borrowed time. I mean, he may have another 10 years to coach, but he may not want to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, there was a lot of negativity towards him, you know, after this past season. I'm like you. It's like, man, you got to –
yeah, it's you gotta we still there. Made the postseason.
I know, and you went to the World Series last year. You know,
I mean, they basically pieced a team together because people also don't understand. It's really incredibly it's difficult to recruit in any sport, but in particular baseball, because you're as you guys mentioned earlier, you're also contending with the major league draft, and they don't do it. The timing is not great. You know, signing days. Not advantageous to when the draft is, and there's so much that goes into it. And then you think you got these studs coming in, and they go pro. You know, and so I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just saying, like, to think anything more than Dave Van Horn is a legend, and we're fortunate to have him is crazy town to me.
I would agree.
We've been
you.
To the World Series four of the last six, 7 years or something like
just
that.
Just haven't won it.
I don't know.
We're one play away from winning it. One catch away from winning it.
And probably in the last, let's say, 15 years, there've been like, I would say, three or four opportunities that were really good opportunities. Yeah. One being 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. You sure did. Had a chance.
The other, obviously, 18. And then we finished second or third another year in there. It's just crazy.
So, Roger, you know, I think we've talked about this before. I know I have with Jessica. So I'm looking at, I'm just sort of bopping around looking at my Facebook page.
Right.
And I just click on it. It's been open. Mm-hmm. My Facebook's been open, but I haven't been using it.
Right.
And lo and behold, the second thing I scroll to, Bahamar. An advertisement for Bahamar.
With my best Xi Jinping.
Which is the place where the Razorbacks are getting ready to go.
Hey, y'all are not going to be too awful far from the Bahamas. Y'all should just go down there and watch a game.
That's true. You know, I told you, Roger, I was going to call Johnny. I think Johnny Allison's got a boat down there.
Johnny Allison down there. And did you get all the body paint? Because we're supposed to do that, too. We're going to be so body painted up in one of those beaches. I look forward to that.
Isn't it crazy how that works? Either you say something. Yes. Now, listen, I know if I search something, if I searched, like, the tourism, or if I searched, you know, I get those kind of. But sure. Not even touch it. I haven't touched it. I haven't gone on there. Unless they have targeted, unless Baja has targeted. State of Arkansas and that kind of deal.
Who knows? Listen, and you want me to actually believe that the Nicaraguas and MENA airport did not happen. We saw the mayor of MENA yesterday at Oakland Racing Casino Resort. You think that's a coincidence? Well, I don't think so, Jerry.
Yeah, that was weird. We were sitting there, and there was the mayor of MENA there.
Right. You think he had anything to do with the fact that we've been talking about the Sandinistas and the...
So, Roger, I thought we might try graffiti, but I think it's too late. People are asking for it, and we apologize.
They call in tomorrow.
Hey, a couple things too. Want to mention some birthdays today. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Did you see that clip I sent you of the guy who tried when Kennedy got shot? Mm-hmm. There's a Secret Service guy that's jumping on the back, mm-hmm. and it looks like Kennedy, Miss Kennedy, mm-hmm. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. That's right, the same one, right? That's right,
mm-hmm. Jackie O.
Yeah, Jackie O. Mm-hmm. is going towards him to get off. Did you see what I sent you?
She was going after
a piece of his head.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten about that until he told that the guy was emotional.
Oh, really? No.
He said it was a guy from 60 Minutes. I'll this follow, was back yeah. in 1973.
Yeah,
yeah, no. And he goes, if you could have done anything, you know, different, he said, if I would have responded a second earlier, he said, I think it might have made a difference. But, you know, he still responded in, you know, like 2 seconds. Yeah, but anyway, her birthday is today. Sally Struthers is still alive. Justin, do you know who Sally Struthers is?
She's the only one left. She was Meathead's wife and all in the family.
Wow. You can't get even when he's sick, you can't get anything past
the
wizard.
The thing that I know she did was two things.
His brain ain't sick.
One was maybe cooking. I think it was UNICEF. I think she did UNICEF.
Yeah, she did. The dogs.
I didn't remember the dog. And the other thing was, she was in a movie. She was in the original Getaway with Steve McQueen.
Another great birthday. This is a great birthday. I mean, a great baseball name. He was a Cy Young Award winner in 1971, All-Star in 3 or 4 years for the Oakland Athletics.
Catfish Hunter?
That's a good name, but not as cool as this name.
Vida Blue.
Are you kidding me? Vida Blue. Yeah. I mean,
Toronto?
Athletics.
Yeah, right? I think it was just Oakland.
I don't know who else.
He played with the Giants. It looks like Giants as well. And he said KC for...
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Louis Tion as well. Didn't Louis spin all the way around? Didn't Louis Tion spin all the way around when he was pitching?
Yeah.
It was not Vida Blue. Yeah.
Here's one. Peter Doyle. I didn't recognize the name until I... Boyle. This is Doyle.
Oh, okay.
So he's with a group called the New Seekers.
Forget his name.
Do you know who the New Seekers is? All I saw was I looked
to the monkeys.
Not far from it. I went one step further, and so I said, "Who are the New Seekers? Why would they be listed?" Yeah. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Oh wow!
You know that one, Roger? Who did?
Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. The world of Coke and keep it company.
Like, what's the word?
Yeah, they did this song, Justin, for Coca-Cola. It was a huge commercial hit, and they incorporated this song in it with Coke. There's no way that's going to be in the system.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's already there, Jerry.
It is?
Oh, yeah, man.
Is it commercial or is it the actual song?
It's the song, I think.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love.
This is the original. This
grow
is.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember this version.
Honey's bees and snow white turtle dove.
It's a little thing.
Because like the commercial had different people singing.
Right, it did.
Like all around the world.
The song I also, it is the birthday, Roger, of Clint Longley. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Number 19.
He came in one game, right?
It was one game that I remember as a little girl growing up. And the more I think about it, we're taking that medication, the more of a little girl I think I am. Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, Thanksgiving Day.
In the 70s, right?
Oh, yeah,
he kept in it. Staubach hurt. Is that the deal?
Staubach or Danny White? One of the two.
Yeah, Clint
so
Longley
Clint comes in. Yeah.
Also, it's the birthday of Lori Loughlin. Do you know who that is?
Justin. I know.
Or
well, yeah, that's Aunt Becky off of Full House.
She is a hottie.
Did she spend time in jail?
I don't know if she did or not.
She did.
But I don't care.
No.
To get her kid into USC. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
You know what? So what? So what did she did? She. I can't. Let me tell you something. For her and the other chick to go to jail for paying a professor or whomever at the school.
Yeah, they seem like there'd be more appropriate punishments than going to jail.
Well, they were cheating kids that actually earned it and deserved it.
No, there's no question it was wrong.
And they did it knowingly.
Yeah, there's no question wrong. I just don't know. Yeah, jail is a little heavy for that. Find them financially and hit them hard. I don't know the truth.
Well, what if
2 months?
What if Meredith would have had to go? Not get to go to school instead of getting her spot that she earned. Would you think the same?
Yeah, Roger.
But I think what?
Would you?
And I'm just using you.
No. Didn't say that.
Just because I know you're a dad.
For the mom and for them to go to jail.
He's just saying.
You find them.
Or make them do community service for the next 5 years. Or make them go to the college and do.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking, would it matter? Would it make a difference if your child didn't get in?
Well, of course it would be if that was the deal. But I see what you're saying, but it's you're arguing against me on something I'm not arguing against.
No, I don't have a position. I'm just posing the question.
No. Well, those kids that got held out because they paid money should be upset too. I don't think they should have gone to jail for it. You make them pay a fine. You make them do community service. You make them there's better things for them to be able to do.
She paid a fine of $150,000 apparently, and she did 2 months in prison.
I think she needs to go work in the admittance office and have to do paperwork every day like a normal person.
I think they need to send her to the fields and she needs to dig holes.
Okay. But not go to jail. Do something that's just going to jail did nothing.
The other birthdays real quick. Elizabeth Berkley. Funny, Roger, they didn't put the most notable.
Jesse Spano.
I don't remember.
It's from Saved by the Bell,
I didn't watch that show.
You're probably talking about Showgirls.
That's the one movie they don't list here on this service. They list Any Given Sunday.
That's stupid.
I know.
It's nothing.
First Wives Club, Saved by the
Bell.
If you
watch it on mute, it's pretty good.
That's good. Last one, Ginobili. What's his first name?
Manu Ginobili?
Manu. Yeah. Manu. Is he one of the all-time greats? Christian?
I don't know if I would say all-time
European,
greats.
European? A foreigner?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
he's got to be a Hall of Famer, right, Christian?
He is a Hall of Famer, yeah.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's a top 100 player.
On this day in history, we lost Dusty Hill, the bearded bass player for more than 50 years for ZZ Top in 2021. Also on this day, 2002, Lance.
Really good guy.
Yeah.
I got to know him.
Is that right? I'll be darned.
Yeah.
2002, Lance Armstrong won his fourth straight Tour de France. Remember we thought, wow, that Lance Armstrong is so amazing. How is he beating everybody? How does he dominate? I think he ends up winning seven, didn't he? I think he won seven straight. Why has he beaten?
I don't know. It was a lot, though.
Yeah, has he beaten everybody? And remember then when they called him the carpet, he threw his buddies under the bus and said they were liars and he wasn't cheating. I think that's the worst part. It's not just cheating. It's just lying and then lying to your friends and families and making them look bad. But anyway.
That was like a baseball situation, though, where a lot of people.
It was. No, there's no question.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Also on this day, 48 years ago, 1978, Animal House was released with John Belushi. We actually, Trey Schaap and I and Double R watched Animal House when we were down in Tampa together. Nice little memory. We're all laughing at the old stuff. All right,
classic.
Yeah, it is a classic. 9:45. Don't go away.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Moralton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Moralton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
If you're a bank needing GLBA compliance or a defense contractor looking for CMMC compliance, meet the team at Network Services Group with tailored solutions to help you navigate the complex regulatory landscape, allowing you to focus on what matters most, your clients and your growth. Don't gamble with compliance. Network Services Group, your partner in GLBA and CMMC
Network
compliance.
Services Group, one call does it all.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation. paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Boys, Roger, couple of things I forgot to mention. On this day back in 1973, Justin and Christian, for us, this was a big deal. $6 Million Man was the coolest guy on the planet back then, Lee Majors.
Did he fight the Sasquatch on this day?
He did not. The only thing better than him fighting a Sasquatch was that he married the hottest woman on the planet, Farrah Fawcett of Charlie's Angels, who was so smoking hot at the time, biggest star in the world. She was a UT grad, by the way, too. She actually went to
gross.
I know, exactly. But, man, she was a looker. And they got together, Roger. They're a superstar couple. It didn't last forever, but they... The other thing, I did not know this. Somehow I've missed this story. So, 1945, a B-25 bomber crashed into the 79th floor of the Empire State Building. Have you guys ever heard this story?
What year was it?
1945.
First of all, no, I've never heard
14 men and women were killed 81 years ago. Mm-mm. It was a U.S. Army bomber. It crashed into the 79th floor. And I just, how in the heck, I've not heard of, you know, when all this stuff happened at 9/11, we're coming up on 25 years of 9/11. Have I not heard that story? I mean, what? Have you seen a picture of it?
I don't even think they had cameras.
It's almost like, is this fake news?
It was not intentional.
It certainly would seem that way that you would be intentional if you're flying in New York City with a military plane, a U.S. Army bomber.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
A B-25 bomber. I'm like, how do you wind up into the Empire State Building?
It says caused by heavy fog.
All right, there you go. Jeez,
it's just crazy. Anyway, you would think that you would have seen pictures. You know, you take pictures and video in 45.
I think it was for radio.
Jerry Lee Lewis made his TV debut, Roger, on the Steve Allen Show.
Hey,
1957. Think of all the artists that were coming out at that time. Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, Johnny Cash. Oh, I mean, just, you know, legendary figures that were coming on the scene and changing the way sort of music. You know, what we've seen from you.
Webb Pierce was just going, what is going on?
Who's the guy that Elvis, who's the agent that was representing the colonel? Who was the guy that the colonel was representing?
Hank Snow.
Colonel Hank Snow. Like, yeah. What's going on?
What's going on?
Who's this boy with the greasy hair and the pink
Hank
shirts?
And what's his name? Eddie Arnold on the phone going, what did Colonel do, man? How come he left us for that grease ball?
Last night, I sent a clip of Justin Moore and Joe Nichols singing that George Jones song, Roger, You Got Me Hooked On, mm-hmm. that we were singing wherever we were going, one mm-hmm. of our summer of adventures. Mm-hmm. And that it showed Randy Travis. That's the first time I've seen that in a long time. I think you've already been seeing it. But, Justin, that has to be a career highlight to be doing first of all, you're doing a tribute show to George Jones, and then you got Randy Travis that's there you're singing one of his songs. Well, I guess it was a song they sang together, right, that mm-hmm. was – And they have Randy.
Yeah, it was a duet.
And have Randy Travis there. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was a duet, and I mean, obviously, you guys know, you saw him. But Randy's not in the greatest health, obviously. So I've been around him a number of times over the years, but he's always been fairly. I don't know if he's sick or you know what I mean. He's had some ailments ever since I've known him, been around him. But it was really cool. I mean, it's an honor to be asked to be a part of those type of events as it is, and then you know to be asked to do that and not only do it, but with, as you put, Randy be there. And come out, and then also get to do it with a good buddy, Joe. All around, it was really cool.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about social media. There's a lot of negative about social media, but I tell you, all the clips of going back and just seeing great moments, whatever it is. It could be the interview with that Secret Service guy. I've never seen that. He's smoking a cigarette.
And where did you see this?
It was a 60-minute. It was just a random 60-minute clip. And who was the guy? The interview, the famous guy from 60 Minutes. Dan Rather.
Chris Wallace.
It was Dan Rather. Oh, no, that'd be Chris Wallace. It might have been Chris Wallace. It's one of those two. I think it was Chris Wallace.
Mike Wallace.
But to see this dude back then, you could smoke in an interview.
Oh, yeah.
He's smoking. He's crying. Yeah. You know, he's shaking. because it was his first interview talking about he was the guy that got on the back of the vehicle after Kennedy had been shot. I've never seen it.
I think that's the guy that maybe Clint Eastwood's character was kind of based on in that movie.
Yeah. I think so too. I enjoyed that movie. And then the other part, like, to me, is get to see the stuff with Justin or Joe Nichols. You sent me one with Joe Nichols of there's a clip, Justin, that showed Joe Nichols from being 21.
Yeah.
To his age now, I just showed him a story. He's aged and songs that he's sung. I mean, the technology is really cool to be able to access that kind of stuff. So, Phil Elson joins us.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, it really is.
Great. What's new?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I think I'm going to go see The Odyssey later tonight.
Yeah, we've got differing reviews. Christian likes it. I was like, it was long. It was way too long for me. It was. There's parts of it I liked, and I didn't.
What's
like
your ideal movie length, Bass?
Two, no more than two. I like two. Yeah, now unless it's Avengers, I can go six.
Anything that's close to 2.5 hours, automatically, I'm gonna like, do I want to do that? But I love the story of the Odyssey to begin with, and I like Christopher Nolan movies. And I got the time, so I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, I think you need to go see it just to say you saw it, because it's epic. After an hour and a half, I'm exhausted. All the fighting and adventures. It's like, oh, my gosh, they're going to make it back. And then at the very end, I said it was almost like, what was the Russell Crowe, where I thought Matt Damon was going to go, my name is Maximus Consumalist or whatever, and I'm the husband of a, it's the same kind of thing. He comes back, and he's covered up, and I won't tell you all the rest, but.
Tell us. 3,000 years old.
I just introduced my son to Good Will Hunting last week when we were in Boston. He wanted to do, here's a Boston movie, listen to these accents, because you're going to be hearing this. And it's kind of odd to put that actor and that role with Odysseus and I'm going to watch today.
Yes, Well, again, I can't believe, Justin, I don't know about Poen, and Roger, I think you told me that you had to read, a lot of kids had to read this in school. A difficult book to read. Having 800 pages or something?
I remember reading it.
Do you have
at least faking that I read it.
You have any idea what's going on? Yeah, there you go. What's going on the show today?
We got a top 10 list for top 10 Tuesdays, thanks to 10 Fitness. We got a lot of sound from Cal from yesterday's press conference.
Yeah.
Kind of wide-ranging. Looks like there may be a couple of extra exhibitions on the docket. And Mighty Rib is stopping by, plus Susan Irwin-Prowse with the keys to the weekend, another busy zone.
Yeah, it's and you said Justin. I think Justin's gone
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. And then Roger and I get out of here. Christian, I hope you get feeling better, buddy.
Yeah, man, hope so.
Yeah, I got to host the next 2 days.
Yeah, you got Justin Moore will be there for you tomorrow and Thursday, right? JM, you're good.
I'll be there for you, buddy.
How about that? How about that? There might be some great singing going on in the next couple of days. Who knows, Roger? We may call in and disguise our
voices. We may actually talk sports on this show.
Hey, listen, we chopped it up.
Are you the only guy who doesn't sing on the show?
Yes, I know. I'm the colonel.
That's got to change.
I'm the colonel. I just make sure and coordinate the greatness of these guys. So, all right, Rog, we'll be back here Monday.
Yeah, man. Look forward to it.
Justin, have a great rest of the week. You too, Christian. And we'll
thanks,
be back
guys.
Next
Y'all
week.
Y'all too. Y'all have fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody. The Zone's up next. Don't go away.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.